Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Today on Mind Games, we're looking at sleep. We're looking at why we need sleep. And then we've got some hints and tips on how you can have your best sleep routine. Sleep is our brain's time to actually rest. And they also say that sleep is really, really important because it allows our brain to do things like memory storage. And so while our consciousness is switched off, our brain works away quietly in the background, just storing memories and putting things in their place so that we're best able to face the next day. For this reason, it's a really, really essential requirement, and a lack of sleep can have a huge impact on our psychological and physical health. Areas to have a look at that have a really big impact on our sleep are things like our caffeine intake. Some people are very, very sensitive to caffeine and need to regulate that as a result of that. So they generally suggest no caffeine after 5 p.m. So that's no cola, no tea, no coffee. Another area of life that is really, really closely linked to sleep quality is exercise. As a general rule, exercise during the day promotes good sleep of an evening, but for some people it can actually have the adverse effect. If they exercise too late in the day, they can feel a little bit wired and have difficulty switching off. So again, we all have to know our own relationship with these things and manage that accordingly. The next one is screen time. We're spending more and more time in front of LED screens, and they found that that can have a big impact on our circadian rhythms because we're exposing ourselves to light much later in the day than the atmospheric light or the environmental light. They caution around that, particularly close to bedtime, and they suggest taking a break from screens an hour before bedtime and getting into a good sleep routine. They also suggest that we only use the bed for sleeping. And that's because sleep is a habit, and so having a really, really good routine sends messages and allows us to connect up with our own circadian rhythm so that when we do decide that we're going to go to sleep, that is the primary objective and we're able to connect up with that. So routine is key when it comes to sleep. But that doesn't mean we don't have difficulties. So stress can be a huge factor in that. And preoccupied, having things on our mind can be one of the things that keeps us awake. And even just some people just generally suffer from insomnia as a result of either, you know, mental health issues, depression and anxiety, or just life. Some of the suggestions for that are trying not to push against ourselves, because the biggest mistake people make when they can't sleep is that they then get frustrated because they're unable to sleep. And that is a stress response that actually means that they're less likely to get to sleep. So what they suggest is getting up and doing something, trying to do something quiet, do a find a word, do a little bit of reading, maybe even some breathing exercises or some meditation, something that doesn't ramp up your awake response. I'm trying to keep the lights low, and that allows you just to re-engage back with your circadian rhythm. And then when you are at the point where you're starting to get sleepy, to go back and try again. That gives you the best chance of getting back to sleep and getting good quality sleep. So, good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite this week with Mind Games.